Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life.
Albumin, the blood protein albumin, really significant, but very underrecognized. If you've had a liver test done, if you've had a liver panel done, you've certainly seen albumin on the liver panel. Albumin is a major, major, major marker for health, for lack of health, for early demise, for degenerative diseases, for liver problems, for circulatory problems. It's the most important of our blood proteins, and it very likely could be one of the most important proteins in the body, in the animal kingdom in general. And as it turns out, even in plants and vegetables. Albumin is a protein that's found in blood. It attracts water. It acts as a carrier. Drug companies are looking at albumin as a delivery system for delivering drugs to molecules. And albumin also is a protection molecule, protects blood vessels, has antioxidant properties. But like all proteins, and especially like all active proteins, blood proteins and enzymes and such, albumin has a fragile nature. It's especially fragile and sensitive to the effects of sugar. That means diabetics are especially prone to problems with albumin, as if diabetics didn't have enough problems. And I'm not just talking about full-blown diabetics, but people who are beginning to experience changes in how the body handles sugar are at risk for albumin issues. Diabetes is a progressive disease. You know, just because you don't have full-blown diabetes doesn't mean you're not beginning to experience some of the signs of poor blood sugar control.